The Pentagon is in the process of making satellite feeds of press briefings from Iraq available to local television stations. Military officials say they want to provide wider public access to these briefings. It's part of the Pentagon's effort to bypass big media and take its message directly to the American public. NPR's Lynn Neary reports. Last weekend's capture of Saddam Hussein aside, the news from Iraq has at times seemed relentlessly bad. Take this recent broadcast from CNN, for example.
More violence against American troops in Iraq. A U.S. soldier is dead and two others wounded in a roadside bombing in the northern town of Mosul. Meanwhile, the U.S. commanding general in Iraq predicts the violence will increase as Iraq approaches sovereignty.
Now the Pentagon says it is ready to provide local TV stations with satellite feeds of regular press briefings directly from the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad. Pentagon spokesman Major Joe Yauswa.
The local networks wouldn't be dependent on what national networks are providing to them.
The Pentagon wants to bypass the national media, Yauswa says, because it feels the networks are telling only part of the story in Iraq.
They're focused on the spectacular or the tragic incidents that are happening on the ground there and not getting the full story out there.
Too often, Yauswa says, the national media fails to report stories about reconstruction efforts in Iraq.
Soldiers going out and providing security in most cases in a peaceful environment. The efforts that we're putting in to rebuilding the electrical system, into providing essential services such as clean drinking water, and improving the economy across the board, which are all pieces that will work together in providing a better Iraq for the future.
Yauswa says the briefings are like the ones which aired regularly during the height of the ground war in Iraq, and the military will respond to questions from reporters in attendance. Although details are still sketchy, Yauswa says the Pentagon will provide the feeds for free, though stations could incur some costs. Tom Rosenstiel is the director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism.
Their motive here is purely political, and they're not hiding that. But there's nothing wrong with, on its face, providing more outlets with the feeds from the briefings in Iraq.
In addition to the briefings, the Pentagon says in the future, local journalists may be able to talk directly with members of the military in Iraq as part of or after the briefing. Rosenstiel says that's where some problems could develop.
What we have to be mindful of, is this access or is this propaganda? And if it's access, fine. If it's propaganda or changing the event to make it one that is manipulated to the advantage of the administration rather than a genuine airing of question and answer, that's a problem.
Rod Peterson, news director of KGAN, a CBS affiliate in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, says he would be open to the Pentagon offer with some reservations.
I think a good journalist always looks at the motivation for somebody to offer themselves up to you.
Peterson says KGAN is regularly offered access to newsmakers.
So we take advantage of those opportunities when we have questions that are relevant to the people in our community. I don't know. I think that really what the difference is are you going to say, well, I'm just going to regularly put that on. You know, we're going to have access now, and so it's going to be a regular briefing, and we're going to take that information. I don't think that's serving the viewers in a local television market. But when you have something that's relevant, something that you would like to have answers on, boy, I would hope that the government would be able to answer your questions.
Peterson also says local television stations like his rely on the expertise of national news reporters, and he trusts they will do the job fairly and accurately. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.